Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Hiya, Charlie, hiya.
Yeah, I have to give young Mr. Schlossberg a little bit of a Kennedy lesson. We don't do things because they're hard. We do things because they're hard.
Thank you for that Boston accent.
Well, not just that, but as you pointed out, you know, everybody in Massachusetts has a Kennedy of their own.
Yeah, there you go. If you don't bring at least one with you to Boston Sexy Liberal to do panel, what, I don't know what to say. Senator Warren is not in your handbag.
We each have a guardian Kennedy.
Right. When you're born, you are assigned a Kennedy.
A Kennedy, exactly. Yeah. Just bring one of them.
It's like Clarence and It's a Wonderful Life.
Exactly. By the way, this will be blah, blah, blah. Where are we? Is it, oh, good Lord, July, right, Chris? Mm-hmm. Help mommy. Saturday, July 13th, Boston, the Bosch Center Schubert Theater. Have you been to the Bosch Center Schubert Theater, Charlie Pierce?
Yeah, that's the one where you were at the last time.
It's been
renamed.
Oh, mommy's old. I don't remember. Fantastic. All right. but it is, we were saying, Charlie, and we played Rory Kennedy. We all understand family pain, but she said, as a sister, this pains me. But, I mean, they are all speaking out really vocally against Bobby Kennedy Jr.
Well, he's acting ridiculous now. He's going around He's going around saying that Joe Biden is the real threat to democracy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just saw that. That just popped up on my phone right when you came on.
This is Joe Biden, the patron saint of gooey patriotism.
Yeah. I don't know what's happening to him.
Fake patriotism and bully patriotism, which is, you know, the former president. And then there's Joe Biden, who has gooey patriotism.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's so interesting to talk to you this morning, Charlie, from Massachusetts, where you just, the fact that a Kennedy could result in the end of democracy in America really is hurting my soul.
Well, I think he's channeling his great-grandfather myself.
Oh.
Ooh. Do, you know, expand on that.
Joe was pretty inexcusable as a human being.
Yeah,
and I think it's like Ray being a Palpatine, except it's not working out that well.
Right, I understood that, Stephanie. It's a Star Wars.
I was going to say obscure Star Wars reference. Yeah.
Mark Hamill's yelling at his radio right now.
I understood that. I know who Ray is, and I know who Palpatine is.
Sure. Hey, Charlie. but it just, he's got to be smart enough to know that, you know, when you have Steve Bannon behind you and all these Republican billionaires, you know, they know that you're going to help get Donald Trump reelected. That's what they want. I mean, doesn't he know what he's being used for?
Well, he's not a dumb guy. He did great work as an environmental lawyer. Yeah. You know, I just think he's fallen down the rabbit hole, and he can't find a way out.
Yeah.
And this, even the rabbits are running away from him.
Let me get your take on this. Give me 13. This is Rory Kennedy, his sister.
I'm very concerned from the polls I'm seeing that he takes many more votes from Biden than he does from Trump. And I think this election is going to come down to a handful of votes in a handful of states. And I'm concerned that his campaign and running for office as an independent is going to lead to Trump's election. And I feel that that will be catastrophic.
So I was saying, I don't think Bannon and all these Republicans would be behind him if they didn't see this same polling, Charlie, because I know there's been some, oh, I don't know who he really pulls more from. I just feel like it's perfect for this age of Trump. Is he's a celebrity. People know the name, and it, you know, and it's a big liberal name, right? And also how many conspiracy crackpots we have in this country.
It's a big liberal name for people who don't think too hard.
Yes.
You know, I haven't followed him, you know, maybe in 20 years.
Yeah. I mean, I was saying, it's, I guess we're going to find out the percentage of complete crackpots in this country that believe, you know, conspiracy theories like he does, right?
Well, I mean, you know, I think that's more likely than the fact that he's drawing on the Kennedy name.
Yeah.
I think he's drawing on the nutty conspiracies.
Yeah.
I mean, that's his appeal. The Kennedy name is kind of a bonus with them.
Yeah. By the way, I don't care what Kennedy you bring to Boston Sexy Liberal. Doesn't matter. It can be, Shemp. It could be, what's the other one? What's the Marx Brothers? Okay.
Harpo?
Harpo?
Yeah. Yeah.
Zeppo.
Or one
Zeppo.
Of the, right. Zeppo, one of the lesser, Baldwins. I don't care.
Pick a Baldwin.
One of, right. The Osmond that you don't know who. What, anyway. OMG, I am so excited about our new sponsor, Cook Unity. These are ready-cooked meals. You want to know my first six? Grilled mahi-mahi with oyster mushrooms and steamed rice. Vegan rigatoni pesto. Four cheese ravioli with cherry tomatoes and spinach. Hang on. Climate-friendly chickpea and quinoa bowl. Classic salad niçoise. Lemon-baked tilapia. I don't have time to cook. These, you just pop them in the microwave. Bam, you're done. Go to cookunity.com/liberal. You will not believe the quality and the quantity of different choices that you have. Whatever you need. Vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free. Free, whatever you love, they have a delicious dish. Cook Unity is the first chef to you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week, and it's cheaper than other delivery options. So delicious and no cooking required. I love that on work nights for me. Go to cookunity.com/liberal or enter the code liberal before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code liberal or going to cookunity.com/liberal.
Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity, and what a huge difference it is to get the best chefs in the country to bring creative, delicious meals to us and you every week. Every meal is handcrafted by chefs and made in local micro kitchens, not large production facilities. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com/Hartman.
Charlie, we have been talking about
the Oscars were all carved out of the same brick of cream cheese.
Yes. I looked specifically like Meryl Osmond when I was growing up. I don't know why. It was something about the hair.
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. Charlie, we've been talking about Trump's, first of all, the expanded gag order. Also, you wrote about, you said the former president is facing so many proceedings in so many venues and has directed his wrath at so many judges that he's become a one-man stochastic terrorism network. Joining in the outrage has been the now familiar cadre of former Republicans who've been booked for extended engagements in many of our favorite electric TV talking shows. I have one question for that particular segment of our punditocracy. Where the hell were you back in 2005?
You were talking about, you know, Terry Schiavo time. But, you know, you're so good, Charlie, at talking to us about how we didn't get here overnight. It wasn't just because of Trump, right?
It's that to me is the most important lesson we should take away whenever this long national nightmare ends.
Yeah.
You know, that there were points along the way where this all could have been avoided. Mm-hmm. If the Republicans weren't so, you know, damn happy to use anything to get power and keep it.
Yeah.
And they ignored all of them.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they woke up in 2016 and the monster had gotten out of the lab.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly it. We keep saying that. It's your monster. You mm-hmm. right? You go get the torches and get them and pitchforks.
Yeah.
Your monster, your problem.
Go pull the little girl out of the lake.
Yes. Uh-huh. What? Okay, so...
Frankenstein reference. He threw the little girl in the lake.
He did.
No, I understood that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Is that from Star Wars, Jody?
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's from Frankenstein.
Okay. Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
It's Frankenstein. Okay, so this latest Trump grift or whatever it is, pump and dump investors cash out on crazy Trump friends buying up Truth Social stock. Boy, Rick Wilson was prescient, right? Everything Trump touches dies. Early investors in Trump Media and Technology Group are telling Reuters they made a quick profit by cashing out late last week before the company's first financial report sent its share prices into a free fall on Monday. One such investor rushed to invest in Truth Media stock as soon as it became available because he believed he could get Trump supporters to pay premium prices for a stock he believed was wildly overpriced. It was a no-brainer, he said. You buy the stock, wait for the Trump fan base to hear about it, and then enjoy your profit. One other investor said, I invested $10,000 last Tuesday because MAG is crazy and they will pump the stock. So with the share price of Trump Media riding high at the end of last week, it came to a crashing halt mm-hmm. When they released a financial report showing it had lost $58 million in the last year and generated just over $4 million in annual revenues. Oh, my God. Everything. I mean, and these are people that are going, oh, Trump fans are idiots. So this is what this is based on.
Yeah, I mean, it's like all those people in Green Bay who own 1% of the Packers, mm-hmm. except the right. Packers are good. Except the Packers are a good investment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Lara Trump, by the way, is very, very hurt that we do not like her song. RNC chair.
Oh boy.
And noted vocalist Lara Trump.
Vocalist.
She is shocked.
I was unaware that she cut another record.
She has vocal cords.
Yeah, she released it at the exact same time that Beyonce released her country album.
Yes, so.
So it got a little overshadowed.
Oh, excellent timing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
People will be thinking about recorded music. This is a great time for me to release my record.
You've heard of One Hit Wonder. She is a one-note wonder. We decided it literally is one note, isn't it? Just one note? Yeah. I don't think she...
Yeah, I can't figure out if she's Mary Hopkin or Maureen McCormick.
Maureen's a much better singer.
She is.
Do not diss Marsha.
What's the acting bad review? She covers the range of emotions from A to B.
It's not the Maureen McCormick.
I'm sorry,
which
one?
Oh, different Maureen McCormick.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
She sang The Morning After.
Oh,
Maureen McGovern.
That was Maureen McGovern, not McCormick.
McGovern.
Yes.
Anyway, she is shocked that the DNC the DNC has mocked her newly released song. She said, "This is where the DNC is putting their focus to somehow mock me. It wasn't even funny." Oh, yes, it was.
Oh, it was hilarious.
Oh, yeah, it was funny. Someone tweeted, "She's really hurt. You can't tell because of the Botox, but she is crying inside." And someone else said, "Republicans don't have a sense of humor. Their bastion of comedy is Rob Schneider." Who I will say on record is the worst interview I've ever done. I didn't know he was a right winger, and let's just say somebody who worked here previously booked him. Okay.
Oh.
It was not good. Okay. Oh. It was not Jody. Okay.
I know who it was.
Charlie, have you heard the Lara Trump song? Would you like to?
Oh, please lay it on me.
Anything is possible.
All right, thank you.
Your face is a gas.
Did she learn English like 5 minutes before she recorded
it? Sounds
that?
Like it.
Yes. And now, as if things could get worse, Paula Poundstone's on the phone.
Uh-oh.
Right? Just trying to Bigfoot into Charlie's segment. Hi, Paula Poundstone.
Hello?
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 Can you hear me?
Yes.
Charlie, hi.
Poundstone, how are you?
You can't hear me. Good. Charlie, you can back me up on something. By the way, it's 21 time caller.
Yeah.
Long time listener.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Wait, is this the way? Wait, don't tell me reunion. What's happening?
Yeah, exactly.
It is. Hello?
Hello?
You can hear me, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, Stephanie,
yes.
I just want to say that I really love your show, and I've been listening for a long time.
Uh-huh.
And now I want to help you out.
Uh-oh.
I want to save you some energy.
Okay.
I heard you say to Glenn Kirshner the other day, you said, and I quote, "I am not a lawyer."
Uh-huh.
And I think you've said it before.
Yes.
And I just want you to know that no one thinks you're a lawyer.
Okay.
I don't think you're a lawyer.
No. Well,
thanks for outing me.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I don't think Glenn Kirshner thinks you're a lawyer. Okay. And I think you've said before to Dr. Redliner that you're not a doctor.
Yes.
And I just want to tell you that I don't think you're a doctor.
Okay.
Chris?
Yep.
Jody?
Nope, not at
Jody?
All.
We're pretty sure she's not.
Yeah.
Not even a PhD.
So,
I serve no useful purpose. I'm not really even a comedian, which is why I have you on, so.
I dread the day when you say I'm not a phone technician.
Okay.
Because this is the sort of thing that we know.
Right.
Would you like to know my magical one degree of Paula Poundstone separation story? Tom Frickman, who was a fantastic comedy writer on my late night TV show, who I beat at ping pong at your last ping pong party, is coming to Minneapolis, sexy liberal. He just texted me yesterday. He's the one that you call a Nordic hole. That guy.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah.
Oh, I just talked to him yesterday.
Yeah.
He didn't tell me that.
Yes.
That's the sort of thing he's keeping from me. I wish I was going to be someplace where you're going to be, because I would show the... And by the way, I went to Pat Kennedy's Pocono Invitational basketball camp. Now, I don't think that Pat
I went
Kennedy,
to basketball camp, not that one. Wait, can you get that one to come to Boston Sexy Liberal with Charlie Pierce? That Kennedy?
It was in East Stroudsburg,
oh.
Pennsylvania.
Okay. You know who else is going to be there? Charlie Pierce, whose segment you're bigfooting all over.
Yeah.
I hope you're happy with yourself.
Oh, my God. Sorry,
hi, chopped liver.
You're not chopped liver at all. See, you guys keep saying stuff that you don't need to say. You're not chopped liver. Stephanie's not a lawyer.
All right.
She's not a doctor.
All right.
Yeah.
I think it's time you hung up on yourself. Goodbye.
Can you hear me?
No, not anymore. Goodbye. Goodbye. All right, Charlie. I dial tone Paula Poundstone. Charlie, I apologize for the rudeness of my guest Paula.
10 years I put up with that on National Public Radio.
Right.
It's my ongoing nightmare.
She just does not.
She's stalking you wherever you go.
Well, no, I keep waiting for her to like blunder into a congressional hearing or something.
It's gonna happen.
You know where you'll see her for sure is my funeral, which she has promised to heckle from the back of. She won't speak at it, but she will heckle me.
She'll heckle.
So she will haunt me as well, Charlie. All right. We will see you in July at Boston.
Because I'm going to wind up like Mary Tyler Moore at the end of Chuckles the Clown at your funeral.
Yes.
I'm going to make terrible jokes all week and then fall apart completely during the ceremony.
Why do I sense you're going to have the smartest point ever on the panel at Boston Sexy Liberal and when Paula Poundstone will barge on stage and step on you?
Yeah, well, nobody will hear it because Paula will descend from the rafters.
Right.
They had some sort of leftover device from when Wicked played.
Like Sandy Duncan and Peter Pan, and then she'll have Wheat Thins. And yes, exactly. All right, love you, Charlie.
Thanks,
Sweet dreams of Paula Poundstone.
Boy, I'll tell you what, this is the easiest segment I ever had.
Right?
Thanks, Paula. Paula painted the fence for you.
Yeah.
Okay,
bye.
See ya.
Bye.